You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. And I'm proud to present to you your daily Cowboys roundup for Monday, October 25th, 2021. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your bye week and are ready to turn the page and lock in to face a tough Minnesota Vikings team in their building on Halloween night. Sunday night football on Halloween night in a hostile environment will not only be a fun atmosphere for this Cowboys team, but it'll also be another tough test they will need to be ready for. You'll hope the team comes out firing on all cylinders and that the bye week time off didn't cool them down a bit, because this is a talented Vikings team that the Cowboys will not be able to sleepwalk to victory against. The Vikings are coming off a bye week as well and will have similar questions pertaining to rust versus rest that the Cowboys are facing. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins is a familiar foe for this Cowboys team, but the amount of weapons he has to his disposal is impressive in its own right. Guys like Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen out wide, with an elite running back in the backfield and Dalvin Cook as well, this offense can be explosive and really press this Cowboys defense if they do not come out ready to go. There's still much to discuss as it pertains to this team in the upcoming week ahead. Let's get right into it. In some excellent news to start the week, Ian Rappaport and Tom Palosoro reported Sunday morning the Cowboys QB Dak Prescott is expected to be ready for Week 8 versus the Vikings. Ian and Tom are reporting that sources believe Prescott is not expected to participate in a light practice on Monday when the team returns from its bye, and that the earliest they believe he would return to practice is Wednesday. And the team will monitor him closely to make sure he's moving like himself and not putting himself at risk to make a relatively minor issue turn into something more due to a poor decision to push it. Ian also goes on to state Prescott spent most of the bye week in Dallas rehabbing at the facility. There are definitely some hurdles to get through as they look to see how QB1 progresses through the week heading into Sunday night's game, but it is a good sign that the team and those around them believe that this should not be a lingering issue for this week's game and all systems look to be good to go. It certainly will be something worth monitoring going forward, and you know us here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on all angles all week. In off-the-field news, fines from the previous week against the New England Patriots have come out and there were three Cowboys who have now lighter pockets as a result. CeeDee Lamb was fined for unsportsmanlike conduct to the price of $10,300 for his waving goodbye to Jalen Mills after the game-winning score. It seems to be a bit pricey for something so innocuous, but I digress. Trayvon Diggs found himself coming out of pocket to the tune of $7,981 for his personal foul on N'Keal Harry in the first half. Meanwhile, rounding out the league punishment is Connor Williams receiving the heftiest fine of them all to the price of $16,394 for his unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Ideally, you would like to see your players avoid these fines at all as a whole, but they generally come as a result of a penalty, so this is not ideal for anybody involved. Although much debate could be had about the ridiculous price tag for the CeeDee Lamb fine, but then again, I digress again. Moving on, as we discuss topics that concern to the Cowboys, let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of the NFC East and see how they fared in their Week 7 matchups. The Washington football team went into Lambeau to square off against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday and did not come out of Sunday's game victorious as they lost by a final score of 24-10. Washington dropped their record to an abysmal 2-5 as a result. The New York Giants had a home contest versus Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers where they pulled out a fairly dominant win with the final score being a surprising 25-3 as they pushed their season record to 2-5 as well. Man, I'll tell you what, the Panthers have not looked the same since the Cowboys handed them their first loss of the season. Lastly, the Philadelphia Eagles faced a tough road test as they headed to Las Vegas to take on Derek Carr and the Raiders, where they lost a game that wasn't nearly as close as the score ended up being, with the final of 33-22. As it sits now, the Cowboys still hold a commanding lead over the rest of the division. However, like I mentioned on Friday's roundup, I know there has been talk of the Cowboys looking past the division and thinking of other teams outside of this division as it pertains to the playoff seeding. And many people have started to look past the division rivals to other top threats in the conference, but I'm still not thinking like that personally. The Cowboys currently have a 3.5 game lead hanging until week 8, but the job is not done. And ultimately, I think the Cowboys are still best suited to take each game week by week. Handle the business against the division opponents, worry about the other stuff as it comes, and focus on completing the first goal of the season, which is to secure the division as early as possible. You know, things like injuries happen. Things can change in a blink of an eye in the NFL. And in the NFL, you can never look past your next opponent. Once the division is locked up, then at that point, let's look at what other teams look like and the seeding factors that are in play. Until then, let's secure a win every week, and then the NFC East Division Championship will be in our grasp, and then we can kind of move forward from there. You got to take it week by week in this league, and you know we've seen that last year. We've seen it over the history of the league. Division opponents, teams that you look past, you just lose games sometimes when you look past teams, and I don't see the Cowboys ultimately doing that, but you know you just never know. As always, we here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related, so please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. Next up later today is Cowboys Cast with Bobby Bell. You do not want to miss that, as Bobby gets you ready for the Cowboys' next opponent and gets us all back off the bye week mode and back into grind mode as the Cowboys look to continue their season. And if you could and wouldn't mind, it would be greatly appreciated if you could leave us a rating and write a review. We truly are nothing without our loyal listeners, and those things go a long way and are much appreciated. Thank you for time, because that is all for today, Monday, October 25th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk everything Dallas Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great Monday, starts the week off on a strong note, and before you know it, it'll be Halloween night and the Cowboys are squaring off against the Minnesota Vikings on a spooky night. I will catch you all on Wednesday. Stay safe and enjoy. Peace.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.